A deep dive into wet AMD. At Boehringer Ingelheim, we aim to prevent vision loss in people at risk and preserve or restore vision in those with retinal diseases, such as age-related macular degeneration. Age-related macular degeneration is often abbreviated to AMD and is a disease of the central part of the retina called the macula. Degeneration of this area means that people with AMD lose the high visual acuity that allows for color vision, reading, and facial recognition. AMD is a common condition that usually affects people in their 50s and 60s. The risk increases with age. 2% of the population aged 50 to 59 have AMD, which rises to nearly 30% of people above the age of 75. 80 to 90% of the people who suffer from AMD will have the early or intermediate form, which causes blurred or reduced vision due to macular thinning. However, symptoms are generally mild and it may not impact vision-related activities. The rest of the population with AMD suffers from late-stage AMD, the most advanced form of the condition and the leading cause of irreversible vision loss in people over the age of 65. Unfortunately, as the population ages, the global prevalence of this form of AMD is expected to increase by 92 million people between 2020 and 2040. There are two forms of late-stage AMD: geographic atrophy and wet or neovascular AMD. In geographic atrophy, areas of the retina waste away and die, resulting in a blind spot in the visual field. For more information about this form, check out the geographic atrophy infographic and accompanying audio on the Boehringer Ingelheim Retinal Health webpage. Wet AMD is a more severe and damaging form of AMD. Once it's developed, the progression of the condition is rapid and can lead to a total loss of central vision if untreated. So, how does wet AMD affect the eye? With age, oxidative stress may increase the level of vascular endothelial growth factor, often abbreviated to VEGF, in the retina. VEGF is a signaling protein that stimulates the growth of blood vessels. However, these blood vessels are weak and leak fluid that causes swelling in the macular area and leads to the formation of scar tissue. This causes the retinal cells to stop functioning, and a reduction in central vision follows. Once scarring occurs, visual improvement with any treatment is restricted. Wet AMD is exacerbated by smoking and a high-fat diet, which are also known risk factors for the condition. In addition to age, there are multiple genetic factors that increase the risk of developing wet AMD. Women and those with a low dietary intake of antioxidants and zinc are also at greater risk of developing the condition. Although painless, wet AMD can significantly impact a patient's quality of life as a result of the symptoms, which include reduced central vision, a blind spot in central vision, fading colors, visual hallucinations, and visual distortions whereby straight lines appear bent or distorted. This means people with wet AMD may not be able to read, recognize faces, or drive. Wet AMD often leads to injuries from falls, burns, or collisions with objects, and is also associated with a higher risk of depression. The economic impact is substantial, with a yearly societal cost of between 5,300 and 12,445 euros per patient. Caregivers are also affected, losing an average of 4,200 euros in net income per year as a result of having to reduce their hours of employment. Fortunately, early diagnosis and rapid treatment can result in improved outcomes for people with wet AMD. If an optometrist suspects wet AMD, they can use fluorescein angiography, a 2D imaging technique that highlights blood vessels of the retina, or optical coherence tomography, a non-invasive form of 3D imaging of the retina. Currently, anti-VEGF injections into the eye are the standard treatment for wet AMD. This may be supplemented by a laser treatment to seal off leaking blood vessels or photodynamic therapy to destroy the leaking blood vessels. Thank you for listening to our wet AMD audio file. To find the references used to develop this script, please visit the Wet AMD infographic hosted on the Boehringer Ingelheim website.